I absolutely love a Wednesday because it means we get to wander into the garden with Gavin. He's our gardening guru. He's with me now. Hello, Gavin.
It does. Hello.
There you are. I'm good. I'm great.
How are you doing?
What a beautiful day, Gavin. You can't do much but be in the garden on a day like this.
No, it's lovely. It's a lovely week.
Sensational day today. Now, you've got an interesting one we're talking about today. You're talking about tropical fruit trees.
Well, yes, look, the weather has warmed up. There's plenty of moisture in the ground. Now is the time, if you're ever going to plant a tropical fruit tree, grow your own fruit salad, as I say. Now is the time to do it. Now, obviously, not all tropical trees fruit at the same time. So we have to remember you can't actually make a fruit salad in 1 week.
No.
But you can grow all the different fruits to have a fruit salad in your back garden.
Is our area good to grow tropical fruit trees and that?
It is if we improve the soil. Now, if we think about the ideal place, which is the Tweed Valley, where Tropical Fruit World is and all, they've got such rich soil. It's a real rich organic soil, and that's our biggest problem on the coast and also in Newcastle, is the fact that we've got so much more clay than what we deserve.
Yes, yes.
So we really need a good depth of organic matter. Now, whether that's a case of building up with a pre-mixed organic soil or whether it's a case of adding lots of organic matter to the actual soil itself is up to the person.
But you're going to have to look towards doing something like that to prepare your garden if you're going to go down this road.
Correct. Correct. The more rich, the more organic the soil is, the better these things will grow and produce for you.
What about some of our suburbs that got that sandy soil? Is that going to be any hope in that or not?
Well, realistically, it's the same thing. I mean, you could go to somewhere like Caves Beach, Swansea, Fern Bay.
Yes.
They're all very sandy areas. Yes. And, of course, the one thing that they're missing is the same as the clay areas. It's that humus or that organic matter that holds everything together, or in the case of clay, pulls it all apart. But in actual fact, you end up with the same result either way.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us some of the tropical fruit trees that we should consider?
Absolutely. If you want to plant anything now, things, if you've got a little shady area, the blueberries. I mean, there's nothing nicer than going out and having a few blueberries.
Yeah.
Well, there is. It's putting ice cream with them, but that's a personal thing. But blueberries do very well in either pots or very cool, shady areas. And they're only small. I mean, the blueberry bush only grows to a metre by a metre.
Yeah.
Passion fruits. If you've got a lovely, warm, sunny wall and you need something to cover it, whether it be a fence or a garage or somewhere that you want to cover it with lovely green foliage, grow a couple of passion fruit vines. Now, the more the better, because, of course, the more passion fruit vines, the more flowers you've got, and the more flowers you've got, the more bees you'll get, and, of course, the more bees you get, the more pollination you get.
Right, right.
So that all goes together. So you plant two or three passion fruits along a wall, and you'll get passion fruit easily.
Now, are any of these a little high maintenance?
Well, not really. As far as feeding them goes, I mean, it depends what we're putting them up against. If we're putting them up against a grevillea or a bottle brush, yes, they're going to be much more high maintenance.
Mm.
But Not really as far as the general garden goes. As far as putting a good mulch on them once a year, providing good soil, providing them with lots of sun, there's not a lot more you really have to do.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Kiwi fruit.
Yeah.
Kiwi fruit's fabulous in a fruit salad. Kiwi fruit's a vine. Now, you can have one male to up to eight females, because it's the females that bear the fruit. All you need off the male is his few flowers.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a lot to do, but without him, you get no fruit.
Yeah, Yeah.
So we need that. Strawberries. I mean, strawberries are fabulous in fruit salads. And, of course, now is the time to plant a lovely strawberry patch. Now, you could do that in a window box. I've even seen strawberries grown in hanging baskets so that the ants and things don't get to them.
Oh, okay,
There's some really good-sized varieties called Supreme and Tioga, which are fantastic large strawberries. And, of course, the ones that most people think of are the avocados.
Yes.
And avocados, there is a dwarf version called a Wurtz, W-U-R-T-Z, for those playing at home. And then, of course, you can get your larger, normal varieties of avocados. Now, the only thing you've got to remember with avocados and also mangoes is the fact that you have to be lovely and patient.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can wait 5 to 6 years to get a big, a nice lot of fruit on them. But a lot of people that like avocados and mangoes will tell you that it's definitely worth it.
Do you need to spray these or do you need to have a net over them or anything like that?
Not normally. No. Not normally. I mean, if you're in a bat area, you know, these flying foxes, yes, you would, if you're on one of their flight paths, it would definitely be the way to go. I mean, I used to live at New Lambton Heights, and that was very near Blackbutt Reserve. And, of course, there's a massive flying fox infestation, if you like, in there. And they will go for them, yes. So in that case, you would. Outside of that, not normally. I also used to have a best friend of mine that lived in Toronto, and he had the most beautiful row of avocados, and we were always going over there picking bucket loads of fruit off them, and he never did a thing to them.
Oh, okay. So, Gavin, if you go to the gardening centre, do you have these almost like prepared, almost ready to go into the ground? It's just a matter of preparing your ground first, and then you can put them straight in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And another one not to forget about, and we tend to in Australia, is the feijoa. Now, you couldn't want, feijoas come from New Zealand, now you couldn't want anything more, because they actually taste like fruit salad.
Is it like a kiwi fruit? What's it like?
Yes. Very, very tough. They're dry tolerant. They're frost tolerant. They grow to 3 to 4 metres. They do an autumn harvest, and their fruit actually tastes just like a fruit salad. So you've got then a fruit salad in a tree.
Okay, that's good.
So, fabulous.
What about, just another last one, I know I'm drifting away from your tropical fruits, but what about a lemon or a lemon tree to put in? Do they take a long time to fruit, and are they high maintenance?
Yes, citrus. I was just about that, to actually bring citrus up.
Oh, beautiful.
You can do, you know, orange segments and mandarin segments in your fruit salad.
Yeah.
And they're lovely on a hot summer's night. So, yes, you can do citrus. You can do dwarf citrus or what they call citrus for pots. Because they're dwarf, and again, for all these lovely people that are moving in and downsizing to these apartments, you can grow beautiful citrus trees in a pot and still get the full-size actual fruit off them. And then, of course, you've got all your varieties for the ground as well. And you've got things like limes and lemonades and lots of oranges. And
how good would that be? Yeah.
Beautiful. Six different varieties of mandarins.
Yeah.
Alone, yes.
You've got us, our mouth is watering. We love the idea. All we need to do is come and see you or the team there, and you can let us know and guide us through this. That'd be fantastic, Gavin.
Yes, no problem at all.
Right, I'll leave you to it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here in our spot next Wednesday afternoon, Gavin.
Would love to, yes.
Thank you so much. How good is that? He's our gardening guru, wandering through today, tropical fruit trees, something you might like to consider for the backyard, for the garden there. Now's the time to do it. You need to talk to them at the gardening centre, and they're more than happy to help you out, point you in the right direction, and then off you go.